And good afternoon. We're going to take a quick look at your news, and it's local news here for you. I'm Mac Kelly. A Port Hope man is facing the possibility of a lengthy prison sentence after authorities say he took a pickup truck without permission and crashed it into a stop sign late last year. This was 54-year-old Fred McCoy, who entered a no-contest plea this week in Huron County's 52nd Circuit Court to unlawfully driving away with a motor vehicle. Now, because of his status as a habitual offender, the charge is going to carry a potential sentence of up to 10 years behind bars. And this, as a matter of fact, isn't really anything news for McCoy, who has prior felony convictions like arson, receiving or concealing stolen vehicle, and domestic violence. So he is now required to pay full restitution to the truck's owner. And the Michigan Secretary of State office could suspend his driver's license for up to a year. Sentencing is scheduled for May 18th before Judge Gerald Prill. He remains out on bond right now pending that hearing. And for our next local story, a fast-moving response by deputies in Lapeer County led to the arrest of a 19-year-old man following reports of suspicious activity in North Branch. Authorities say 911 was called on Thursday afternoon about a guy loitering at an apartment complex where deputies made contact with the suspect. In a parking lot and discovered he was carrying a concealed handgun. When deputies attempted to take him into custody, he fled on foot, prompting a short pursuit. He was quickly apprehended before reaching nearby businesses. Investigators later determined the 9mm handgun in his possession had been stolen from another county. The suspect now faces several charges, including possession of a stolen firearm, carrying a concealed weapon, and resisting arrest. He was arraigned just yesterday and remains held in the Lapeer County Jail at a $30,000 bond. And now we take a quick look at a newly detected COVID-19 variant. Yes, here we go again. It's named Cicada. And it's made its way into Michigan right now. We're not the only ones, though. The strain known as BA.3.2, a name that could use a little tweaking, is part of the Omicron family and has now been identified in more than 24 states nationwide. Doctors are saying that stress doesn't mean that it's dangerous, they stress that it's not dangerous. And for now, experts say awareness, not panic, is the correct response. And that's a quick look at your local news for this hour on Thumb Broadcasting.